The assassin pulled away from his scope and glanced at his watch. 8:50 p.m. The fireworks would begin soon. He stretched his shoulder, then resumed his position against the gun. He had made a special trip into the city a week ago to plan this job. He had driven a rented, mid-90s gray BMW into the city and parked it in a nonchalant underground car park over 20 blocks away. He had then taken a cab to a subway station 10 blocks away. The subway had taken him within 3 blocks of the building. He'd quickly walked the last 3 blocks to the building that he was now perched in. Construction was nearing completion. The stairwells had been completed to the top floor. Thankfully, no windows had been installed yet, and there were no doors yet to slam behind him. Just bare walls, empty floors, and the empty concrete and steel shell. There were no noises, except for the occasional scurrying of a frightened mouse or other small creature. He watched as a single firework shot skyward and exploded, leaving a faint smoke trail as it went. Then, as if a gate had been opened, dozens of explosives rocketed toward the heavens. Bursts of red and blue and white flashed against the night sky, lighting up the faces of the crowds. Thousands of people were staring upwards as the sky continued to flash. There were shades of green and blue and red as debris from the fireworks rained back to Earth. Children were running around the grassy field where the governor and his family sat, each one with a long sparkler in hand. One little girl must have burned herself because she suddenly stopped running and dropped the remainder of her stick. She ran to her mother and buried her face in the mother's chest and sobbed. Nobody around them seemed to even notice except for the father, who couldn't be bothered long enough to look down for more than a second. The assassin counted the seconds between the launch and detonation of the shots, calculated his distance to the target, and steadied himself. He knew the grand finale was nearing, and he had to be ready. The fireworks paused for a brief moment as the handlers readied, then the sky lit up. It was even brighter than before. Fireworks blew up, revealing the shape and colors of the American flag. The crowd began to cheer and clap as the night sky erupted in color. He breathed deep and held it. He steadied his gun, centered the target in his sights, and slowly squeezed the trigger.